It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 7 past 5. Well, the Manawatu Gorge has been declared a major danger zone and it's been closed indefinitely. Geotechnical testing shows a big chunk of hillside is moving, with the risk of a major landslide now an imminent possibility. The stretch of State Highway 3 between Woodville and Palmerston North has been shut off to motorists since April, following a series of smaller slips and rockfalls. Now it's the whole future. It is in jeopardy. Ross Iansen is the New Zealand Transport Agency's highway manager, and Ross is with me. Evening, Ross.
Hi, Larry.
What
how are
can you?
You
tell us about this? What exactly, where is the problem area specifically?
Right, well, on the 24th of April, we had two areas that slipped. One is now called the Anzac Slip, which is towards the Woodville end. The other one is at a place called Kerry's Wall, where there's a big gabion basket wall, and that's the area where we currently have the issues. So we had slips there on the 24th of April and also the 13th of May, and we've been monitoring this area for a while now, about 18 months, and that includes any movement that's happening. And the last lot of surveys showed in the last month it's moved significantly faster than it has previously.
Right, and you are talking about the entire hillside is moving?
A very large proportion of it. It goes up about 50, 60 metres, but the slope above that is much higher.
And is it possible that along that gorge there's more instability than just the section that you've referred to?
There could be. We have had minor slips along the length of the gorge since it's been closed, but they've only been very small. There could be more movement, we're just not sure.
How are you dealing with this?
Well, at the moment, we can't have any workers in there because it's such a high risk. So we're setting up some robotic survey equipment to monitor the movement. We're having got real-time advice on that, so they'll send information back to us in the office. So we'll be able to monitor how quickly it's moving, if it's slowing down, speeding up. But also we'll be able to calculate just how long it will take for a failure or for it to stop.
But in the interim, it's closed, is it, indefinitely?
Yeah, while we've got this high risk, we cannot afford to have any public driving past the site or have people working under. So it really is closed until we know exactly what's going on with that land movement.
Is it possible that gorge will be closed permanently?
We really don't know at this point in time. I mean, to be honest, we don't exactly know what's going on up there. We know it's moving. We don't know exactly why or if it will continue. So it's really hard to say.
What do you do with traffic? What's the alternative here now?
Well, we're going to do a bit more work around the Saddle Road alternative route. We're taking over the maintenance. We will finish doing up the last two sections of that road. And the Tauranga District Council have done a great job to date, so we will continue with that. And we'll also look at what we can do around Ashurst and Woodville as well.
So Saddle Road, that's now effectively the state highway, is it?
Well, it is acting as a state highway at this moment, yes. And over the next couple of months, we'll be looking at long-term alternatives for the gorge.
Right, so if the gorge is closed permanently, have you got an alternative route in mind? I mean, you must have been looking at this for some time.
In the past, we have had several options highlighted. We will look at those plus any other alternative options over the next 3 or 4 months. And then we will get to a point where we will have what we believe will be a secure, resilient east-west corridor that we can construct, if you like.
As far as you're concerned, what impact is it having on the entire area?
Well, it's definitely got an economic impact, not only to the shops in Woodville, but also to the transport industry, especially taking freight up to the port of Napier and back down to Palmerston North area. So it's having quite a large impact.
Ross, thank you so much. That is Ross Iansen, Highway Manager, New Zealand Transport Agency. Well, the Manawatu Gorge is the gateway, of course, between the east and west coasts of the southern part of the North Island. It's also